AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tens of millions of Americans may be up to their, well, up to here in snow a few days from now. There could be a foot, maybe 2 feet of snow from Washington to Boston and into the Ohio Valley. Our weather expert Seth Borenstein says we still don't know yet who's going to get how much.
It may be Washington, it may be Philly, it may be New York. Someone's going to get it and going to get it big. It's also too soon to say, is it going to be 10 inches? Is it going to be 18 inches? Is it going to be 24 inches?
The Weather Service Prediction Center says this may be a historic storm. Sarah Palin will campaign for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump at two events today after endorsing him last night in Iowa.
Ready for someone who will secure our borders, to secure our jobs, and to secure our homes. Ready to make America great again. Are you ready to stump for Trump?
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is again apologizing for the lead in the drinking water in the city of Flint.
To you, the people of Flint, I say tonight, as I have before, I am sorry and I will fix it.
He says he'll pour millions of state dollars into cleaning up the water, which was contaminated with lead after the city changed water sources to save money. The military is ending the search for 12 Marines who were aboard two helicopters that crashed off Hawaii. They searched for 5 days with no sign of the Marines. This is Coast Guard Captain Jim Jenkins.
The decision to suspend this case, the searches, is very difficult. We have not found the survivors, and this has a significant scope and impact, stopping our search efforts.
A memorial for the 12 Marines is planned for Friday at Marine Corps Base Hawaii. This is AP Radio News. It's the day you've been waiting for. Tax season begins as the IRS starts accepting returns. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley's in Washington.
What's new when filing taxes this year? Taxpayers with no health insurance will face larger penalties. Those insured by their employers will get a new tax form. There have been some adjustments for inflation, and Congress extended expiring tax breaks, some permanently. You'll have 4 extra days, counting February 29th, because it's a leap year, to file without needing an extension. But keep in mind, if you have a tax due, filing and paying are two different things. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
By the way, if you get a telephone call from the IRS demanding immediate payment of your taxes, hang up. That's the advice from your Uncle Sam, who says those aggressive, threatening telephone calls are coming from scammers. They've made $26.5 million scamming Americans since October of 2013. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.